Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be Lili Nishmas, Alisha Chanina, Ben Yitit Nafshi, Arav Aaron Avram. We're going to be continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sefer Ein Ayah. And Mesechas Brachas, Daf Mem Beis, Amit Beis. Gemara says, First, the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hayoshim kol echad ve'echad." The Mishnah says that if everybody was eating separately, they bench on their own. But hasebu, but if they reclined on beds, on couches, in order to eat, then one person makes the bracha for everybody. So the Gemara says, "Hasebu in, lo hasebu lo." Only if they recline together, then one person makes the bracha for everybody. But if they didn't recline together, rather they sat down to eat together without reclining, one doesn't make the bracha for everybody. So you see that if 10 people were going to eat together on the way, even though they're all eating from one loaf, everybody makes a bracha on their own. But if they sit to eat together, even though every one of them eats from their own loaf, nevertheless one person makes the bracha for everybody. So the Gemara is Medayik Katani. We learn in the Brayse Yashvu, if they eat, one of them makes the bracha for everybody. Av Bishalo Sebut Smashman, they don't have to actually recline, which is more of a kvius. Rather, just sitting is enough. And for the Gemara, Menachem Bar Yitzchak on Dami Nezel V'Nechol Lechem V'Tuch Flan. The Brayse is talking about where at the beginning they were koveya to gather in a certain place and eat together, and that's a kvius. And therefore, one person can make a bracha for everybody. But stam achila yachad without a seba is not considered a kviyus, and everybody makes the bracha on their own. Only here, where they said, "Hey, we're going to eat the bread in a certain place," that's considered kviyus. The Gemara continues. Kinach nafshe derav ozot tamid vasre. When Rav died, his Talmidim went to be Malavim to bury him in a different city. Kihadri, and they came back from the Levaya. Amri Nezav Nechal Lachem and Nahar Dank. Let's go eat bread at Nahar Dank. Basar de Karche, after they finished eating, Yasuf Kama Bailu, they said and they had the following Shaila. Hesebu Dafka Tanan. Aval Yashvu Lo. Odilma Kevin Amri Nezav Nechal Rufta Betuchta Planya Ki Hesebu Dami. So their Shaila is it Dafka if they do a Seva? Then one person makes the Brach for everybody, but sitting not. Or maybe, once they say, let's eat bread in a certain place, that's like doing his seva. And therefore, in this case, where they had planned to eat bread together at a certain place, that's considered like his seva. And the Gemara says, lo havi bidayu. They didn't know. Okay, and the Gemara goes on. Very interesting story, what happens further. But hopefully that'll be the Hemshech. Right now we're just going to try to understand this part of the story. Says Maran Rav in Ein Ayah, page 23. Be'emet ha-kibbutz al achila hu migune etzel ha-maskilim. If a person's a maskil, if a person's an intellectual, if a person's a man of spiritual fortitude, a man of deep spiritual depth, to gather together to eat is maguna. I mean, we take it for granted because we're just so used to it. Ki lefi hadeya philosophit yakir adam et tzadeh v'mi sheborak muchach leshtamesh bo v'hu chirpato. Do we go to the bathroom in public? No, because it's behemoth, it's animalistic, and we don't want to do it in public. Everybody knows we'd go, but this is not something that we want to publicize. So says the Rav, it's the same thing when it comes to eating. Eating we don't do because we're spiritual beings. We eat because it's because our body wants to eat. It's an animalistic act. We eat, animals eat. There's really very little difference in the very act of eating, per se. The Rambam in the Moira in Chelek Gimel, Perek Ches, is marach in this nekuda that for the maskilim, to get together to eat is a bizayon. There's also something like that in the Tshuvas Haro, in the Tzavas Harivosh of the Baal Shem Tov, not to eat in front of other people because it's the Tzad Behemi. Umnam kol ze ukshelo yale b'malot hakodesh liot mishtamesh b'anaotav v'behemiyot l'shem tachlit enoshit me'ula. This is all when you have not risen in the holy levels to use your animalistic pleasures for a elevated human purpose. Aval behayoto lokeach et ha'anaot halalu mitzad haskamat ha'sechel הרי הן משובחות והקיבוץ עליהם ראוי ומפואר ויוצא ממנו שבחו של מקום ברוך הוא. But when a person takes these hanaos מצד הסכם עשה שכל, when a person does not just eat like an animal, when he uses these hanaos for intellectual, for spiritual purposes. So he says, "Kol zman k'shelo yale b'malot hakodesh," when he hasn't been elevated to use these for a higher human purpose, then it's magune, then it's disgraceful. But when a person takes these pleasures and he uses them for a spiritual purpose, for a godly purpose, for a divine purpose, for a holy purpose, then they're praiseworthy. And then gathering is glorious, it's fitting. From pas nish to pas, from not being fitting to being fitting, it's wonderful. And the praise of God will emerge from this. There are two milas in using your sensual pleasures for good. Yesh mi shehu kvar yatza mishiyabud ha'tavot ha'chomriyot ve'areihu ben chorin. There are those who have exited from being meshubid to tavos chomrius, and they are b'nei chorin. She'en ha'chomriyut sholetet bo klal. Physicality does not rule over them at all. At all. There are certain people, they've already elevated themselves above the hanos chomrios, and he's a ben chorin. He has no taivas. He has no taivas. V'chol netiotav hen rak letzad ma'alat hashlemut. And of all his netiyas, all of his inclinations are only to the tzad of the ma'ala, the level of Shlemus. Ki hu gibor b'chokhmah v'da'at et Hashem. He is strong in his wisdom and his knowledge of God. Ve'al kedoshei elyon kayotzei b'ele, ein safek she'achilatam hi mida na'ala, ve'kibutzam hu shulchan asher lefnei ha'elokim. Such people, such kedoshei elyon, such holy people, there is no doubt that they're eating is a very elevated measure. It's a very wonderful thing. It's a great midah. And they're gathering at the table that is before God, based on the verse in Ezekiel chapter 41, verse 22, Avos Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Look in the Biurim of Maran Arav to Pirkei Avos there, Reish Lamed Zayin, Reish Lamed Ches. V'yesh midah ktana mizu, she'im she'eskem b'da'at hu l'shtamesh b'chushim k'fi midat ha'sechel, מכל מקום לא ימלא את שעצם הטבע ולא נשתנה, ויש בפנימיות הנפש גם כן שליטה של עבדות לצד הנאה חושית. There's a lower level where a person hasn't completely captured his goof. He still has a goof. He's still feeling this. He still has physical pleasures. But he uses his das to use his sensual pleasures according to the dictates of his mind. However, he still doesn't escape from the fact that his nature hasn't changed. And in the depths of his soul, there is also a ruling of Avdus. He's still an Eved. He's still an Eved to his pleasures. He's going to think in his mind, hey, I'm going to do this for God. But he's still in the world of pleasure. It's not like he's completely overcome his pleasures. No, he hasn't. So those are the two madrigas. One madriga is you're just not holding anymore by the physical pleasures. And the other is that you're holding by the physical pleasures, but you're in control of them to a certain extent. You're now deciding that you're going to use this pleasure for God. V'kan yesh makom lishol. Here we have a place to ask. Im ha-kibbutz b'mishu b'ma'amad kazeh b'achila hu mishubach? What about gathering to eat such an eating? Is that praiseworthy? Because we can say that since you are strengthening your more spiritual side, you're right, it's still a physical pleasure, and you're still a little bit an evet to your physical pleasure, but since you're strengthening your spiritual side, the gathering is a positive gathering, or maybe no. As long as you have not come to cheiros from your taivas, achila brings you down. It's mechazik your toch koch ha-taiva. להורות על הדעה הזאת בכללה באה ההלכה של החיוב לזמן שהוא מורה שיש יתרון בקיבוץ על האכילה בהסבה. ההסבה הוא דרך חירות ואין לך בן חורין אלא מי שעוסק בתלמוד תורה, והכוונה הבן חורין מעבדות התאוות שליבו ברשותו להיות נמשך אחרי השכל, הצדק והיושר, הכל כתורה וכמצווה. לאיש כזה יעתה הסבה בשעת אכילתו, שהוא את התגברות השיעבוד הבאמי. So in order to teach us a lesson here, comes the halacha of the chiyuv to be mezamein. It shows us that there is a yisram, there is a value in doing haseba together. Why? Because haseba is derech cheiros, mishnah pesachim, and ein lecha ben chorin ela misha osek b'talmud Torah. That's the true free man. So this person is living in the world of freedom. And this person is a ben chorin from the avdus of taivas, the libo birshuso. Instead of his heart being captured by the pleasures of this world, his lev is birshuso. He's in control of his heart. The lashon of a medrash, Bereishis Rabba. And he can be drawn after seichel and tzedek and yosher, after the intellect, after justice, after honesty, everything according to Torah and mitzvah. Such a person should do hasava when he eats. Because that's when the shibud habemi is misgaber. So he does hasava to show, no, now I'm going to be a ben chorin. I want to be in the world of Torah. I want to be osek b'talmud Torah. I don't want to be a slave to my passions. שעכשיו ביותם אבלים הרבם הגדול ותלמידים השלם ימסוע, that now that they are in Avelis for their great Rebbe, ראוי שירגישו שאין מושג החירות הגמור ראוי להם ביותם חסרים המדריך הגדול שברו ראו אור. So now that they're Avelim, they saw that they should, it's fitting that they should feel that being truly free, completely free, is not fitting for them. Because they don't have their great Rebbe. Because Batsin is a kasha in this Gemara. And the kasha is, how come they didn't just do a seva? Just do a seva and you solve the problem. The answer is they didn't feel worthy of doing a seiba. Because how can they really be a seiba implies freedom? Like we do on Leila Seder, a seba is derech eris. And derech eris is derech Talmud Torah. Ein lecha ben chor alem yishol stik b'talmud Torah, like it says in Avos. So how can they be free without their Rebbe? Now that their Rebbe is gone, they didn't feel it was fitting to do a seiba. וכבר כתבו החכמים שהחירות האמיתית היא השיעבוד למי שראוי להשתעבד. And the chachamim already tell us that true freedom is being meshubed, is being subordinate to one whom it is fitting to be subordinate. And lehefech, if you're mafkia the shibud, if you remove the shibud from somebody you should be subordinate to, that's avdus. Alken, im kol melachot she'eved oseh l'rabo, talmid oseh l'rabo. We know the rule, Ksubis 96a. All the things that an eved does to his rebbe, a talmid does for his rebbe. Ubichaser lehem rabam, hufkea avodatam. They didn't have their rebbe. They didn't have their avoda. An eved serves his master, and in the same way a Talmud serves his Rebbe. No Rebbe, no servitude. Bo lakir bazeh, ki hem bazeh mekirim chisaron chirutam. They were coming to show that they recognize they don't have chiris. Because now they're not meshubah to the one who it's roy to be meshubah to. What's chiris? Chiris is I'm free. It's like, what's chiris when we leave Mitzrayim? Now I'm free to serve God. Not I'm free to be a vilde chaya. I'm free to serve God. What's the chayrus of Talmidim? Now they're free to serve their Rebbe. And now that their Rebbe died, they say, we're not free anymore. Hufka avodasam. And they realize now they're not truly free. Ubiyichud biyot acherut el yonazot hi matnat elokim lebchirav. And specifically, this elevated chayrus is a gift of God who is chosen because of the holiness of their soul that comes because of from the power of the holiness of their soul. We already see the Ramchal in Perek Chavov, Nusil Sisharim writes, first you do your shtadlus, then God gives it to you as a gift. ובוודאי מצויה ביותר בקרבת איש אלוקים קדוש השם כרב. And certainly this Kedusha can be found with this man of God named Rav. ופועלת גם כן לתלמידיו הקרובים אליו. And it also is poel on his close students. על כן נתנו אות על הגירעון הזה. And therefore they made a sign for this lack, this loss, that they don't have this Kedusha anymore. What's Cheres Elyon? Where does it come from? It comes from Kedusha. And now that Rav is dead, they lost their holy Rebbe, they lost their holy Kedusha. אמנם קבעו מקום. קביעות מקום מורה על התיישבות השכל והסכמתו. They were קובע מקום, and this קביעות מקום shows that the sechel has been settled and agrees. להורות, in other words, when you're sitting, when you're קובע מקום, shows that you're more set. That your sechel is masking to this. You're not just running around. Your mind is with you. להורות על כל פנים שאין אכילתם כמהמשכה בהמית חלילה, כי מהסכמה שכלית שהיא מדרגה למעלת החירות של הסיבה. So the madrega of being completely above the body, maybe Rav had that, maybe they had that when they were around Rav a little bit, but not now, now Rav is dead. So the seva is out. but they could still have the second level madrega of eating for God. Eating for God. Thinking about Hashem also. Not just eating like animals. There's Haskama Sichlis. That they're going to have some level of spirituality in their eating. Alkein estapku im b'chayotze b'zeh roi lezamen. B'vnei sh'al kol panim yesh b'zeh achana l'tachlit ha'meula. Odil ma kol zman sh'lo ba'o l'midat ha'chirut. Yesh b'tchaburut ha'achila gam ken chalakim mitzad ha'chirpa ha'behemit. שמתעוררת כל זמן שלא בא אדם למידת הקדושה הגמורה. על כן לא אבי בידיו. אז הרב אומר גאונות. What was the suffix? It's like a lamda shishtika almost. What was their suffix? What were their two studim? Why yes and why no? Why yes, one person bench for everybody in Duzim, and why no? Why yes? Because they're sitting. Not only are they sitting, they were kovei makom, kavu makom. They establish a place. They're not running here, they're not running there. It's kviyus makom. Sitting alone wouldn't be enough. But they established a place to sit. That's already a different story. That shows this kviyus makom. That shows that they're on the level to be using their seichel. They are kovei makom. Before I said to sit, but that was incorrect. They establish a place. Sitting alone isn't enough. You have to make a place. Once you make a place, so there's a tzad to make a zimun. Because that shows that you want to be a little, not on the level of animals. On the other hand, you haven't reached the highest level of Kedusha, there's no Aseba here. So there is still some animalism left. So do you do a Zimun or don't you do a Zimun? Is a kibbutz Roy or is kibbutz not Roy? When a kibbutz is Roy, you do Zimun. When it's fitting to have this gathering, then you do a Zimun. When it's that, when there's Aseba. When there's no Aseba, then it's just animalistic. It's not freedom. It's not Roy to do a Zimun. But what about the middle stage, where it's a little bit here, a little bit there? On one hand, it's not complete Kedusha. A little bit on the animal side. On the other hand, it's much higher because they were kovei makom. They establish a place. They're not running here, running there. And therefore, lo havi bidayu. They didn't know which way to go. Should we go with the tzad that it's a kviyus makom and that's enough? Should we go with the tzad that it's a seba? It's not a seba and therefore it's not enough. V'kama zeh nifla. עכשיו, הגמרא ממשיכה. ואומרת, Come Ravada Barahava. Ravada Barahava got up. Ahadir Kari Lachore. And he took his garment and he put it backwards. In other words, the rip that he had originally done on the front side will now be in the back. And then Kari Kriya Achrina. He ripped again. In order to show that the evil now is like Yom HaMisa. Because they don't know what to do about Birkas HaMazon. Amar Ravada Rav said, Nach Nafshay the Rav, Rav died at Birkas HaMazon Alogam Rina. We don't know what to do. We don't know how to bench. Adosa Husaba. Till a certain old man came. V'rama masnisa na braisa. And he asked Akasha from the Mishnah na braisa. V'shani luhu. And he answered what the Gemara answered earlier. Exactly what we saw before. At the beginning of the Gemara, that in the Mishnah it says Dafka Seba Noah Seba no. One person doesn't make a bracha for everybody if there's no Seba. And then we said that if Yashvu Lechol, there one makes for everybody, even without a Seba. And then the Gemara says that's when you set aside a place. So that's what this this Saba told them. Saying they're going to eat in a certain place, that's like doing a seva. That's a correct kvius, and therefore, one person makes the bracha for everybody. Masbir Rav, Hefseda magia le'olam b'siluk ha'tzadik u'kaful. When a tzaddik dies, there's a double loss. אחד מצד הסגולה שביות האיש הקדוש בעולם בהכרח תימשך על ידו שלמות לקרובים ולרחוקים וזאת הסגולה היא נעלית מאוד והשנית מצד התועלת שמקבלים מתלמודו וצדקותיו. So first of all, when somebody dies, what are we losing out on? Just the skula, just the fact that he's here. And number two, the toelas that people can learn from him. ובאשר עיקר ההזק היא הסגולה שהוא דבר כללי לקרובים ולרחקים, but the main הזק is the skula, which is something general for both those close and far. וגם מלכנס גוונות, value is very sublime, very high. הכן עיקר רושם שגבר בלב, שתעורר לקריאה ראשונה, היה הכרת סילוק הסגולה. ומן המחשב שהרגישו חיסרון התועלת שאפשר לקבל, הורה להם שהם בייחוד מקבלי התועלת, רואי שהכירו הפסידם, הפרטי בעובדם התועלת. ובשעה זו נעשה אצלם כוח הסגולה כתפל, וחיסרון התועלת לעיקר, שבזה הם מתייחדים. So originally, why did they rip? Because of the skula. That was their feeling with the first rip. And now, turns it around, and it's, you got to rip again, because now we have the toelet ha-maasit. We lose out in his Torah, we don't even know what a bench. Therefore, Hadar Kari Lachori put his rip in the back, which is the skula, and he rips again because he lost the toelis. Noch nafshe derav. Shavas mipu losav. He can't act anymore. In other words, he could have done active things to help us, but now it's noch, now he's resting. So not only we lose out in the school, we also lose out practically, that he can't teach us. We didn't learn Birchas HaMazon until that old man came. And he said that if you say we're going to eat in a certain place, it's enough. And that's Kesebu Dami, because there's definitely a Maila to establishing a place. That shows that you're not eating like animals. That shows that the Seichel is involved. And about such people, you can say, "Gadol Hashem Yitein Ramah Shmo Yachdav." From there, we learn Birchas Hazimun. Make God great with me, and let us exalt His name together. This is going to make more Kavod Shemayim when we sit together and we eat with our seichel and not just with our bodies. So this is an unbelievable mahalach in this Gemara, and B'siyata Dishmaya. We learn a lot about how to eat, that a person shouldn't eat like an animal. The idea of a seva, the notion of reclining, which is cheres. It's the highest level. But at least saying, establishing a place to eat, that also counts for something, that also has a cheshivus. Kviyus makom, sistam sitting doesn't work. But being koveh makom, let's eat in this place, that shows that they're using their seichel. That shows that it's thought out. That already has a matrega maila, and they can do zimun together. That's an achila ruya b'kibbutz. That's an achila that's fitting to do together publicly. And the two krios, one for the loss of the school of the tzaddik, and one for the loss of the practical benefit of the tzaddik. A double loss. Beautiful. No, we should all be zoche l'lmodu l'lamid lishma v'las l'kanes kol divrei tzaddik mitoras b'yahava, and continue singing in the flos gedolos mitoras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.